This week on Inside the Pocket, we're talking what we've been up to this week. We have our week 9 NFL recaps, as well as some other sports news. We have a few wow stories of the week, what we would do if we were president. We have some awesome conspiracy theories for you guys, some thought-provoking shower thoughts, a movie idea, and a beer review. We also had the debut of our first interview with Larry Smiley Boy Hall. So we hope you like it. Let's go. Welcome to Inside the Pocket. As always, it is Austin, and with me is Gavin.
What's up, guys?
We have a lot to talk about this episode, and we had a wonderful weekend. There was a lot of football games going on. We have some cool stuff to get into in our first interview. We touched on it at the beginning, but I'm really excited for you guys to hear that. So this week, Gavin, did you do anything awesome?
I'll tell you something I did that wasn't awesome, and that was fucking work in Iowa.
Iowa sounds like a shithole.
Yeah, Iowa's just a terrible place. No wonder they don't have a sports team. Everybody roots for the Hawkeyes, the college there, but it's not even that cool of a college. Everybody there is just terrible.
Everyone's just terrible.
So if you're from Iowa and you listen, you need to work on fixing your state.
You need to get the fuck out of there. Yeah, get out of Iowa.
But no, we knocked that out. I had a 3-day weekend, which was nice. Picked up a little Red Dead Redemption 2.
Ooh.
Started to play that. Going to be an old cowpoke.
You gonna be an old cowboy? You gonna be evil?
I don't know yet. I feel like I'm gonna be kind of in the balance where, like, the bad people I ain't afraid to fuck up, but I'll help out the good people.
I think if I got that game, I'd just beat the shit out of horses all the time.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing a lot of that. Petting dogs and punching horses in the face.
Yeah, that's pretty much my lineup.
My girlfriend had her 30th birthday, which was very nice. You came out. A bunch of family, friends.
I had to get enjoyable. The cake. I had to design the cake for it.
Yeah, we got a little supernatural cake for it because we're fucking nerds.
Yeah, you guys are fucking nerds. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
My weekend was fantastic. After we left Nicole's 30th party... I didn't know if I should say her name, but...
You can say my girlfriend's name.
Okay, after we left Nicole's 30th birthday party, we went over to one of Erica's friends' house party, and they were playing beer pong, and I got there, and I didn't know anyone, and, like, everything was going all fine and dandy, and I was talking to people and introducing myself, and they're like, you should go play beer pong. I was like, that'd be a
bad time
for you guys. I'm not gonna play. And they were like, oh, what, are you bad? And I was like, no. I'm good.
You're all bad.
You guys are bad. And they were like, oh, yeah. And then I then continued to play beer pong for the rest of the night and never lost. So,
like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I wasn't playing. I was trying to be nice. I was being sincere. And surprisingly, Erica's actually really good at beer pong.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
So we kind of ran house. And they had never played levels before. Have you played levels? Where it's the 6 cups, then the 3 cups, then
I haven't played it.
Yeah, and they had never done that before. Me and Timmy showed them how to play that.
Nice.
So they were all intrigued that we had taught them something new.
Nice.
And that's pretty much all I did for the weekend.
Yeah, nothing too crazy for the week. But, yeah, some things happened.
Yeah. We'll go ahead and slip right into those NFL stories.
Ready for some football.
I'm going to hit on something that happened before the actual weekend, and that's that the Browns fired their head coach and their offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And they still put up a fight against the Chiefs today.
They did.
They actually still looked like a team that could maybe, you know, throw a few punches with the big guys.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We don't expect a lot from the Browns right now, which is why seeing them, you know, put up 21 points against Kansas City... They're doing more now, even if they're not winning games, than they were the past couple years.
Yeah, I mean, just to see them even, like, being a competitor in games should just make their crowd so goddamn happy.
Yeah, even if their wins... I mean, one of their wins was against the number one defense in the league.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they're doing things that they haven't been able to do in a long time, so...
And what do they have, 4 overtime games? I wonder what the record in a season for a team to go into overtime is.
I don't know, but it means they can go the distance.
Yeah, so they play
they
a full game.
They have a lot of talented people on their team.
Oh,
I mean,
they do.
You see amazing plays when you're watching it, and I think it's a team in the next 4 or 5 years is going to be up there.
Yeah, so they're going to be a good
every
team.
Every team goes through times like this. I mean, right. Look at the Rams when they were here in St. Louis. They were fucking dog shit towards the later years. And now, I mean, they're losing right now, but they're doing pretty good.
Yeah, they're doing good. I mean, they're 8-0. The Saints are a hard group to face. So that's we have the primetime game on right now while we're recording. So we're also watching that as this happens. We'll be giving you updates on it throughout the podcast. Yeah, but
I actually have a list of the games here. I'm going to go ahead and kind of make my way through them. And you just throw in your little tidbits.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
The Vikings hang a solid 10 sacks on Stafford in their blowout win. Vikings win 24-9. But the Lions aren't good at football.
No, the Lions are awful at football. And the Vikings, with 10 sacks, they kind of sound like they're getting back to the Purple People Eaters.
Yeah, they're doing pretty good. Dalvin Cook is not living up to the hype, though.
No, I said that while we were watching the game. They handed him a ball, and he just straight fumbled it, and it was a turnover. Like, he just, ever since he got hurt, it just seems like he's not been able to get back on track of what he used to be, like in college. And he played, what, 2 games his rookie year? And he had good games his 2 games, yeah. But since he's been back, he hasn't really been able to do anything.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the defense from Minnesota just made it a miserable game for Matt Stafford and the Lions, and they were able to pick up that win. A game that just was the most boring thing I've ever seen before was the New York Jets versus the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins pulled out the win 13-6, but it's really not that hard to win when you're getting 4 interceptions. In a game, which is what the Dolphins did against Sam Darnold. So he currently leads the league in interceptions. It's funny because you hear the Jets talk about, like, you know, he's having some rough stuff. He's a rookie. He'll work him out. But we really like him.
Yeah, it's just because the Jets just stick with their guns.
What else are you
going
to do? Yeah,
they have nothing else to do.
Which, good for them. They're sticking by it. They're like, we don't care if he throws 20 interceptions in a game. He's our fucking quarterback.
Yeah. That was a boring fucking game. We actually had it on the TV, but we had to change it whenever it was on because nothing was happening. I mean, it was 6-3 for what seemed like 6 hours. That's how boring that game was.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible. Not much more we're really going to cover on that one. Like we talked about before, the Kansas City-Cleveland game, the Chiefs did end up winning 37-21. Pat Mahomes is a fucking cyborg.
Yeah, he's pretty unreal.
Yeah, his stats, they're just insane. He threw 375 with 3 touchdowns. The kid, it's almost impressive that he threw an interception in that game, and then you look at the rest of his numbers. Like, even when he does make a mistake, doesn't faze him.
Yeah.
But when you're having that much success, you can afford an issue like that. And the interception was right before halftime. Right. They just threw a bomb trying to make something happen, and it happened to get intercepted. So it didn't even, like, really affect him the way that the stat line might show. But, you know, him and fucking Hill, that dude's insane, too.
Yeah, and Hunt, just blowing through people. I mean, it's hard to even try and stop that offense. You'd really just hope that your offense can score on their mediocre at best defense. Like what the Patriots did. Make it a sling-out gun show.
Or even the Falcons 2 years ago.
Yeah, and hope you get the ball last of the game and score that final touchdown to seal the deal. Kind of like what Green Bay tried to do to the Rams last week, but it did not turn out so well for them.
No, it did not. Speaking of gunslinging, Carolina beats Tampa Bay 42-28.
It was a shit-stopping
game. Yeah, it was a shit-stopping the entire time, but, I mean, Tampa Bay did score 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and they still, like, there was not a point in the game where it looked like Tampa Bay was going to come back.
28 points and still the entire time be like, we're getting our asses kicked. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Cam Newton and the rest of the Panthers just fucking went ham. McCaffrey did his part, leading the Panthers to their win with 2 touchdowns. Pretty good game. We had Smiley there. He's a big Panthers fan, as you'll learn later on in the show. And quite exciting to watch the game with him.
Yes, he was very high energy.
Yeah, Fitzmagic did end up getting 4 passing touchdowns and only threw 2 interceptions for 243 yards, but just wasn't enough to stop Carolina's explosive offense.
Yeah, I will throw in there that I seen Ryan Fitzpatrick running the ball more times than he should have. That's like the biggest thing for Tampa Bay. They need to get
their
line
just
better.
Decimates so fast.
Yeah, and Ryan Fitzpatrick's running the ball for 3-4 dink-dunk runs, but he probably ran the ball 12 goddamn times that game. That's something you don't want to have happening, especially to Ryan Fitzpatrick, given of his age and his stature and what kind of quarterback he is. He can have good luck if you keep him in the pocket long enough for him to get a ball off.
Yeah, another game that was a big blowout was Chicago versus Buffalo, which was really no surprise. Chicago's defense just destroyed Buffalo.
Annihilated.
41-9. The Bears just getting two interceptions. One of them went for a touchdown, as well as getting a couple fumbles, one of them for a touchdown. The first fumble recovery that they ended up getting for a touchdown, the very next drive, the same dude intercepted the ball and got it back for him. So Bears definitely capitalizing on their turnovers. They lead the league now in turnovers and points off of turnovers.
Which is one of the best stats to have as a team, to know you're turning the ball over and scoring when you get it. That's good.
Yeah. Eddie Jackson was the one that ended up picking up that fumble return and ended up also getting the interception right afterwards. But it didn't go for a touchdown. But the next touchdown they ended up getting was by Leonard Ford, which was a interception return for a touchdown. So,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they should just put their defense out there on offense.
They should. They're making plays. They're catching the ball.
Getting the job done.
You think Khalil Mack would make a good offensive lineman?
Possibly.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, that or put him in tight end, make sure nobody gets by him, and once he breaks past that line, wide open.
Yeah. Huh.
Roethlisberger guided the Steelers past the number one defense in the league, Ravens, 23-16, overcoming a little bit of adversity there. Ends up getting tackled at one period, goes down hard on his shoulder, and comes out of the game. We thought it may have even been broken.
Right.
And then
Dobbs.
Yeah, Dobbs comes out, throws a nice 30-yard pass out of the end zone to get them out of territory, and immediately Roethlisberger was like, fuck this kid, he's not throwing another pass, put me in that game.
And he goes back in the game, and he goes and shuts it out in Ben Roethlisberger style.
Yeah, I think Big Ben is so resentful towards another quarterback that even if he did have a broken shoulder, he'd say, I don't care, I'm playing the rest of the game. I'm not letting him play.
Yikes. I would have loved to have seen Dobbs stay out there for the entirety of the game. For the rest of it, I would have loved to see, because if he would have came out there and scored, say, a touchdown or two, do you think there'd be a quarterback controversy in Pittsburgh? Do you think they would then be like, well, maybe we should sit Big Ben?
I don't know if they would sit him, but it would definitely be one of those things. He might start getting a few more reps in case something did happen to Big Ben, because I wouldn't say he's injury prone, but he does have an injury history. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and he's a big barely guy, and he's a hard dude to bring down, but like what they always say, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So whenever he hits the ground,
pretty hard today.
Oh yeah.
Another team that fell hard today was the Washington R-Words, as they just got shit stomped by the Atlanta Falcons. Julio Jones, shout out to him, as he finally broke his big 12-game touchdown drought. It was pretty awesome to see those teammates get so excited for him.
Yes, and you, like I said, whenever you were watching it, you could see how bad he wanted that. He put his head down,
turning, running
as fast as
he
could, and as soon as a guy got up to him, he was twisting and was doing all kinds of gymnastic-looking bends trying to get out of the grips of the defender.
Jones, who actually had 7 receptions for 121 yards, got his first touchdown pass since November 26th of 2017, but he did come out and say that they support each other. If anybody scores, he's always trying to be the first one over there to celebrate with them. Nobody hates on one another for the success that they might have, and everybody on the team loves it when somebody else is being successful. So that's a good attitude to have when you're on your field. Nobody's worried about who's number one, who's number two. They just want everybody to do good. And right. That's really what you need to have a successful team.
And you can't say he's having a bad season. Yeah. And you can't say he's having a bad season. The dude's getting 100 yards almost every goddamn game still.
Yeah, no.
He's just
doing
not
good.
Getting it in the touchdown.
And like I said, I almost relook at some of the things that I looked at last year with him. I mean, the dude had 1,400 yards,
right,
but only 3 touchdowns. And the dude is getting yards, and I can't take that away from him. That is awesome that he's getting us down the field and putting us in scoring positions. But I would like to see him get those catches in the end zone. But you look at how heavily he's defended now. Even just him being on the field as a weapon makes everybody else on that field's job so much easier on the offense.
Yeah, it's because people have so much focus on a main receiver, especially it always seems to me that Julio is the most heavily guarded receiver in the league. I mean, there's other players that are ultimate, like Antonio Brown or Odell Beckham or Mike Evans or anyone like that, but you never see him get guarded as tough as Julio does. They always cover Julio with 2-3 guys every single play.
And that's one of those things that you look at it and it's like, you know, is he the best wide receiver in the league? Well, it's hard to tell because nobody else is covered like he is. So somebody else's stats may look way better on paper than Julio Jones's, but it's like, yeah, but that's because nobody guards this motherfucker like right. they do anybody else.
Right.
And so you got to give that also shout out to Matt Ryan. Dude threw 350 yards for 4 touchdowns, only 1 interception. And a shout out to the offensive line. They only gave up 2 sacks that game, which is actually the least amount so far. Tighten it up a little bit. I like to see mm-hmm. it.
So, let me add this about Julio as well. He might not be the best receiver in the league, but he's the most intimidating receiver in the league.
Oh, I'm
he
sure.
He scares defenses.
And pretty soon, Calvin Ridley is going to do the same thing. Kind of that 1-2 punch. I really like having him on this team because it almost reminds you of an Antonio Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster scenario where it's like, well, the number 2 is so fucking good also that right. now we're kind of fucked. So
yeah.
somebody's going to be open. Other games going on right now, like we mentioned, LA Rams are currently down 27-35 against New Orleans. Another gunslinging game. It'll be exciting to see the end of that one. Houston is up 2 over Denver, 19-17. And the LA Chargers are putting a beating on Seattle right now, 25-10.
Oh, my.
So those Chargers that you said weren't going to make the playoffs and those Raiders that you said were.
Yeah, well, so good the Raiders right started to make moves that I was not accounting for because I did not think they would have done the moves they did.
You mean trade off every one of their players?
Yeah, yeah. That just I was not
John
ready
Green's
for that.
John like, I'm just going to get rid of every player and then get a bunch of draft picks, and then the team will have enough money to pay me a couple more $1 million to stay on the team after I led them to a shit-ass fucking season.
Right. What he's trying to do is pretty much emulate, because he said he wants to make it like 80s football again.
Yeah.
He's pretty much emulating the trade that happened with
Stop
Dallas.
Stop trying to do 80s football, Gruden. 80s football's not going to happen.
Yeah. He's pretty much emulating what Dallas did to get Emmitt Smith and Aikman and the guy on NFL Network. Fuck. I always forget Witten. His name. No. The older guy, the black guy, he did Mike and Mike. Fuck it, you
Mike
guys.
Shannon?
Nah, you guys don't know who I'm talking about. Right, I can't think of his name.
Who you're talking about?
Yeah, talking about number 88 shit. On Dallas. He's in the Hall of Fame. That's all you need to know.
Good story. Good story.
But that's what they did to get those three. Is Dallas pretty much traded away like everything they could and just got a shit ton of draft picks?
Yeah,
they had like 7 in 1 year, and they happened to get 3 of the best players. Ever.
Hey, that ain't bad.
And that's what I believe that the Raiders are trying to emulate.
Nice.
Michael Irving. That's the guy's name. God damn it. It took so long.
All right. Well, on Thursday, the Blues, jumping into hockey now a little bit. Did you have any more NFL stuff to touch on?
No.
All right. Well, we're getting into some hockey. The Blues actually won
hockey
another game against Vegas, no less. They shut them down, won 5-3, was a pretty good game. From St. Louis, Sundquist had 2 goals, so it's nice to see a young guy coming in doing some things. Tyler Bozak also got another one on there. Tarasenko and Parayko all scored, so that was pretty nice. However, we swing it to last night, and they lose to the fucking Wild 5-1.
Yeah, we actually kind of got punched in the fucking mouth throughout
yeah.
that game.
Yeah,
it just
it was
not
nothing
a pretty
about
game.
It. Nothing about it looked good.
No, the entire game was a disaster. I even stopped watching it while we were at the bar. Like, I was into it for the first period, and then it's 1-0, 2-0, 2-1, 3-1, and I'm like, well, I'm done watching this because they're just scoring all over us.
Yeah, shout out to Eric Staal from Minnesota, who was able to pick up his 400th goal of his career, so that's pretty impressive
oh,
for him.
Good for him.
But, yeah, the Blues still obviously have some things to figure out. The LA Kings actually had some news coming out of there. Austin, what did you hear about them?
I heard that the head coach John Stevens and the assistant coach Don Nakbar.
Nakbar.
Nakbar. Don Nakbar.
That reminds me of Catch Me in the Cash Bar.
What is that?
It's a song.
I have no idea what that is, but they were both fired
All right.
from the LA Kings. And with people being fired and yada, 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 the talk is coming about that maybe Mike Yeo will lose his job.
Yeah, that's definitely been something that a lot of Blues fans have been wanting to see.
I like him. I don't know why people want to see him get fired. I think the team, when he first came in, we became the most winning team in the NHL at the time. When he got there, we won more games than anyone else. His first year as the full... Jake Allen
was being a really good goalie, too.
He was.
But that was because Martin Brodeur was in our
office. Right, right. The next year, we fell short of the playoffs.
By one game.
And this year, we're not off to a hot start, but I think it's more on the players than his coaching style right now. Because I see where he's trying to make the plays happen, but they're just not going through with it on the ice. Right. Like, I just see so many mental errors happening for the Blues organization out on the ice.
But also, you got to find a way as a coach to get that figured out. I mean, I understand, like you're saying, that the players are the ones making the errors. But as a coach, you know, you can't just do basically what Bo Jackson or Hugh Jackson has done at the Bronze for a while. Be like, I mean, I'm coaching them. They just suck. What do you want me to do?
Right. But I think you should give them a little more time than now. I think once the team starts,
because it's only been with us 2 years now.
Right. And we also just plugged in two new people into the system, so you got to give that time to develop.
Exactly. And that's like what I said before. If at the beginning of the season they would have came out and been like, I mean, we're gonna be good, but it's gonna take us some time to build this chemistry, to get all this stuff together, you know, that would be one thing. But they came out talking about how fucking badass we were gonna be, and we've yet to show that.
No, we haven't had any of the sort. I mean, we've had a couple of games where we score over 6 goals, and why aren't we doing that every night? Like, on those nights, we're doing crispy passes, and we're hitting that top-shelf shedder right over the gloves of the goalies. We're just going ham whenever it happens, but then the next night, we fall 5 times and let up 6 goals.
And it's like, what are we doing?
Yeah, they're inconsistent.
Yeah, and so hopefully they get that worked out. We definitely look forward to the future Blues games that we got coming up, but hopefully they're able to figure that out. And that's all I really got for hockey. You ready for some segments?
Yeah, we can go ahead and hop into some segos.
All right, well, let's hop right into our wow story of the week.
Wow.
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 All right, Austin, why don't you start this week's wow story of the week segment off?
Okay. Have you ever had a weird sexual partner?
Yeah, I've had a couple.
Like, weird like how? Like, weird like...
Just into some weird stuff.
They were into weird stuff, or they were a weird person?
Yeah, a little bit.
You ever fucked a dead person before?
No, I haven't.
No?
No, that's not weird. That's just... And not my thing.
Not your thing? No. And what about a ghost? Would you let a ghost suck your dick?
Oh, I don't know.
You think it feels...
Like a scary movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That does happen in scary movie. Yeah. Well, this lady in Australia, she ended up and found her true love.
Oh, that's sweet.
With a ghost.
Oh, that's weird.
That's where the story takes a turn. This lady has claimed that she has had at least 20 sexual encounters with ghosts. Different ghosts. This woman is 30 and said that she had met her love of her life on a business trip when she went to Australia, and it was a ghost. They have been dating, her and this ghost, and she says she fucks this ghost.
That puts a new spin on the term ghosted.
Oh, that it does. However, things are getting real crazy because the ghost proposed to her.
Oh, well, nice gentleman.
So she is about to be married to a spirit.
Did she say it's a guy ghost? Or is she like diking out with a ghost?
I think it's a dude.
Oh, okay.
It is a dude ghost. But she says she's been fucking ghosts since she was a teenager.
Wow.
Lady's 30 now. So.
That is wild.
I think it's weird because. How old's the ghost?
Yeah, how does she know?
Does she know where he's buried? Does she know the grave? Does she know who it is? Couldn't a ghost just lie to you and be like, yeah, no, I'm fucking...
Like, does she say this is fucking...
Not from what I looked into.
Moccasin, the ghost.
Mm-mm. No, pretty much all it said is she went, yeah, no, I like to fuck ghosts. BT Dubs, I'm engaged to a ghost. What? That weird? I'm not weird. I just like to fuck ghosts. That's pretty much what I got.
Don't
out
judge
of it.
Me. It's 2018.
I found the love of my life on a business trip. Yeah, you can't see him, but he fucks me right in the puss.
This is like the new level of like, oh yeah, I got a girlfriend. She goes to another school though, so you
yeah,
like know her.
Yeah, I'm engaged, yeah, I'm but he's him. Dead. Oh,
yeah, he's dead. You won't.
You won't you just ever know. Understand. I can't. Do you think she like introduces him places? Like, oh, this is my husband, and they're like. The fuck are you talking
and
about?
And they stick their hand out and something actually shakes
oh
off.
Oh my god, that would be wild. I wonder if she can do that. Like, just be like, yeah, no, he's here. And be like, yeah, go fucking flicker the fucking lights, Roger. Fucking David.
She needs to set up like a thermal camera or something and be like, we need to see this porn. Like, not for the purpose of watching porn, but to be like, videos are supposed to be able to pick that up. Can you imagine if she's like acting like she's just getting railed and you look at it and there's literally just a ghost gangbang going on?
Oh god, do you think she's had sex with multiple ghosts? Do ghosts get like jealous? Do you think other ghosts, or they like talk about it? Like, yo, dude, that bitch over there,
she fucks ghosts.
She fucks. She'll let you fuck if you just go over there and start doing shit. Like, would you fuck a ghost if you had the opportunity? By the way, the Rams just scored. Cooper Kupp got like a 40-yard passing touchdown.
Now they just got to score a 2-point conversion to tie it up.
Wee, gun show.
We'll keep you updated. But no, I don't think I would, because then I got to worry about ghosts claiming I raped them, and that just opens up a whole nother slew of fucking legal
issues. Hashtag me too.
Me boo.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
You're really good at this.
I know, I try.
Well, that is my wild shit.
That's
what
pretty
is your
wild.
Wow,
I'm
story.
Gonna return us to the land of the living.
Okay.
A little local
weird
story.
Flex, but okay.
Out of here. Yep. You know. Story out of St. Louis.
Oh.
Teachers at Adventure Learning Center off of Gravois organized a one-day fight club for preschoolers in December of 2016. The lead teacher organized it after the heater broke in an attempt to entertain the children.
It was a one-day event?
Yeah, like they were like, you know what? We ain't got air conditioning. Let's let the kids beat the shit out of each other.
So, like, do you think they, like, called the parents and were like, yo, by
no,
the
no,
way.
No. The parents didn't know this. But a 10-year-old captured a video of the fights on his iPad when his little brother came over crying and said that his buddy beat him up. Breaking alert.
The Rams just tied it up with a 2-point conversion.
Yikes. Under review right now, but I believe it's going to stand.
Yes.
But yeah, one of the mothers could not stand watching it without crying. She's like, my son doesn't understand why his friends are beating him up or why they're being forced to fight. I saw some of the video. The kids weren't like actually fist fighting. They put like the little Hulk gloves and sock and bop-ems on, but still they were like a bunch of like 3, 4, and 5-year-old kids, and the teachers were making them beat the shit out of each other, and all the teachers were jumping around cheering and stuff. It was a wild situation.
Dude, I'd be all for this.
I'd let my kid join the toddler fight club.
I'd make my kid, I'd throw money in it.
Yeah,
I'd
be like,
bet you my 3-year-old can
anybody.
Beat the fuck out of your 3-year-old.
Yeah, take over unders parlays. He'll beat 3 5-year-olds and a 4-year-old.
Because if I punch my kid in the face, he'll be able to take any punch from one of those kids.
I taught you that.
So, pretty sure my kid's just going to whoop ass.
Poke a hole in the theory.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, it's not. But apparently, the daycare was making them fight. Like, you will fight.
You're going to against your will.
Yeah. It happened a couple years ago, but I guess some of these parents have been bringing it up, and it's kind of been like swept under the rug. But parents still are like, I want them to be held accountable. I don't want this to happen to any other children. A police report says the director immediately was fired both the teachers that held the fight club, called all the children's parents, and, you know, basically talked to them and got them in touch with like child abuse lines in case they needed therapy and shit like
that.
Oh, that
makes it so soft. I think they should do this. It'll make kids not so soft. Also, do you think they did weigh-ins for all these toddlers?
I doubt it. I guess they just put them up there and
like little promo fights, like they had them like get nose to nose.
Can you imagine a little 4-year-old kid being like, who the fuck is this kid?
Little kid with a beard.
Little fucking Connor. Over there, little fucking John Bones Jones just kicking the shit out of him.
Oh, man. That would be fucking dope.
I think it'd be quite entertaining. I think we need to make this like, you got UFC. Now you got things like Barstool's Rough and Rowdy coming on. I think we need to have like
the TFC, Toddler Fighting Championship.
Yeah.
I'm totally for it. I think the age range should be 3 to 6.
Yeah, and just let them fucking go at it.
Yeah.
And just beat the shit out of each other. Off, their kids get paid. Everybody's happy.
Yeah. I think we could do that. Kids at 3 and 4 know what they're doing.
Yeah, they can fight.
They can be held accountable.
For sure. So it is a shocking story that somebody legitimately, like, I mean, if I was put in charge of a bunch of other people's kids, I wouldn't just be like, oh, I can make these kids just fight each other. That's,
yeah.
That's
cool. Yeah, but, let me just, you know what? Their parents are probably cool with it.
I
mean,
I'd let my kid do it. But right. I wouldn't just assume I could make a bunch of other people's 3-year-olds fucking fight each other.
Right. I want to know that person's thought process, like, with dealing with other things in, like, average daily life. Like, do you think whenever they go into a convenience store, they're just like, oh, I could probably take this
like
shit.
Like, the line's long in Walmart, so they're just like, hey, you guys should fight. I'm bored.
We ain't got nothing to do. You guys just want to fucking duke it out real quick, a little bit?
Just fucking fight.
Over this ham? I'll give somebody a piece of ham.
And that's such a weird thing, like, oh, the air conditioner went out. Let's fight to stay occupied.
Yeah, like, that was their means of entertainment.
Yeah.
Why?
Like, oh, the power went out. Let's make all the kids fuck each other. Like, you think that's what goes through
also,
your head?
Also, if your air conditioning went out and you're now forcing children to fight, wouldn't that
make it hotter?
Yeah, make it hotter. Why would you do that?
Or maybe they said, I actually said that the heater went out. So it's probably during the winter. So they were just trying to warm the kids up by putting them in fights and getting
No, that makes sense. Actually, you know what? I'm for this. I wish the teachers wouldn't have got fired. I think that's silly.
So you think we should just have more preschool fight leagues?
Yeah. I think there should be like a preschool fight center. And if you take your kid there, that's his preschool. And they're going to teach like self-defense and have the kids fight each other.
Yeah, because it is a little soft that we can't even fight anymore. Like if you're on a construction site, some guy pisses you off, you can't just sock him anymore.
No.
It's legal bullshit. Fuck it.
I mean, anywhere, really. Like, if you're at a bar and a bar fight...
You just can't fight.
If a bar fight breaks out and you have to defend yourself and you fuck someone up there, they can turn around and sue you.
Yeah, and that's bullshit.
Yeah, it's a bunch of fucking bullshit.
We need to make America violent again.
Yes, we do.
But not racist or anything.
No. Why would you even bring that up?
Well, because that's what a lot of people think the MAGA movement's about.
Oh.
And so, you know, be violent. Don't just go beat the shit out of random people on the street. That's not good. But... when people are talking shit, you should be able to slap the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think you should be able to defend yourself in any situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Stop being pussies.
America needs to just stop being soft.
Yes. We are far too soft as a nation.
Yeah. So.
And these toddlers are, they're our future. And yeah. They're paving
so
the
they're
way to not
to
be so soft.
Toughen them up again. We're going through a soft time. We got to toughen these kids up so they can be strong again.
Yep. So have them fight toddlers.
Toddler fight leagues.
All right.
All right. We're going to go ahead and jump into our next segment, which is going to be what we would do if we were president of the United States.
If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. If I was president, if I was president.
All right, Austin, if you were the president of the United States, what's something that you would do?
I'd let toddlers beat the shit out of each other.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, so I'm going to have toddler fight leagues. This is a completely original idea, and I've never heard of anybody doing it before. So I'm going to do gatherings of ages between 3 and 6, and I'm going to do weight classes, and I'm going to have kids beat the shit out of each other, and I'm going to have championships, and I'm going to have little belts for them made. Really, I'm doing this so I can make a shit ton more money because I'm going to, like, make it a big gambling thing, and I'm probably going to do a lot of merch marketing for toddlers. Like, could you imagine selling, like, TFC championship shirts to children? Everybody's parents is going to buy that shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Because then no one's going to fuck with your toddler out on the street.
Yeah, and you can then when you're old and frail and stuff, your kids will take care of you.
Yeah. So, toddler fighting championship. That's what I'm going to do.
Not a bad idea. Mine would be that places can no longer discriminate against the construction workers that are building their fucking buildings. Like hospitals and all these other places where we're forced to park like 3 miles away and fucking shuttle in because they don't want us parking anywhere near there and other people seeing construction workers there. God forbid somebody's building their fucking building.
Yeah, which is
like,
bullshit.
Oh, I understand, like, I'm not going to walk my dirty ass into an operating room.
Right.
But, like, to make my way through the building just so I can go to work and build their shit that they need, like, oh, I don't want to see that guy. Okay, well, then your sick fucking ass can go die somewhere else because
He's building the building to save you.
You wouldn't have the fucking building to die in. And for all the people working there, like, oh, I don't want to see that when I'm at work. Well, bitch, this is my work too, because I'm building the motherfucker.
You wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for me, because this building wouldn't exist. If I didn't build this
fucking hospital, they couldn't fucking pay you, and you'd just be some other dumb fucking idiot with $100,000 in student debt that you'll never pay off while I'm making $100,000 a year with no fucking debt. So suck a dick.
Like,
just because my pants are a little dirty doesn't mean you're fucking better than me.
That's true. And I always notice that we get discriminated heavily, like, everywhere I go. Like, if I'm, like, at, like, a place where people can see me, there's either two types of people. Either they'll be really talkative and interested in what you're doing, or they'll smock at you and think that you're just a fucking no one. Like, yeah. As if they were just some grindy fucking group of people walking around.
Yeah, it's like... I do better than you, probably.
Yeah, especially since I'm younger, I get it all the time. Like, why didn't you go to college? Like, because I didn't want to. And they're like, oh, so you're dumb. I'm like, oh, no, but okay, thanks, asshole. How much
debt are you in? Oh, do you own this? Do you have this? Oh, well, you sound pretty fucking dumb to me.
Yeah. So, that's a good one.
All right, well, we're going to jump into the next one, which is going to be our conspiracy theories. All right, Austin, the people want to fucking know, what's your conspiracy theory?
Well, you were talking about Yetis and Bigfoot last week.
Oh, I was.
I'm going to go ahead and jump on that bandwagon, and I have a conspiracy theory about Yetis and Bigfoot.
All right.
They're not actually from here.
Okay.
You were saying that they were, like, maybe indigenous angel beings.
Nephilims.
I believe that they're interdimensional traveling aliens. That's why some people see them and some people don't. They've been confused with the tall gray aliens for many, many a years, but really they're just giant fucking Yetis. This has actually been discussed on Ancient Aliens before.
Nice. Breaking news. Well, let's just kick to 53-yard field goal. Saints are now up by 3 points.
Ooh.
So Ancient Aliens, huh?
Yeah, Ancient Aliens has discussed the Yeti interdimensional traveling phenomenon, theory, as they would like to call it.
Nice.
Because that's why people see them, but they can never find them afterwards. Like, you never follow a Yeti for long. You see it for a short period of time, and then it disappears.
It slips back into other dimensions. Because he's slipping
back through dimensions.
Hmm. In the future, our races just get so mixed up, we turn into Yetis like they're us from the future. The future, all people are basically Bigfoot.
That'd be a wild turn of events, because they say that, like, we came from apes, so, like, they're pretty close to, like, Bigfoot.
We are the missing link.
What do you mean?
You know how people are saying, where's the missing link, or they think Bigfoot's the missing link between human and man? What if we're the missing link, and Bigfoot is our next evolution?
Oh. Wow, and we won't need clothes anymore. I kind of wish we were in that now.
I know, because they're expensive.
Fuck yeah, they are.
But then people couldn't buy the awesome Inside the Pocket merch on InsideThePocketPodcast.com.
Yeah, you can go ahead, and if you want to hop over there, buy yourself a nice hoodie. It's kind of warm, like what the fur of a Yeti would do for you.
Maybe we'll make a Yeti shirt.
Maybe we will. Huh, a Yeti shirt.
Yeti Yeti.
Yeety Yeti. Fucking thing.
Yeet the Yetis.
Could you yeet the Yetis?
Yeti yeet.
Yeti yeet.
All right. Well, my conspiracy theory. You ever been to the dentist, Austin?
Yeah.
It's been a while. You should get in there.
Okay. What is your conspiracy theory? Just shit talking me about my teeth?
No, but it involves that. Maybe you shouldn't go, actually.
Oh.
What if toothpaste is the number one cause of cavities, and that's why dentists always want you to brush your teeth? Job security.
You know, I've actually heard this before, where people talk about it, and it's always like
four
out of five dentists recommend you use this toothbrush. Okay, well, I'm not going to use that then, because
one of the doctors has probably been killed off because he was like, don't use it.
It's giving you cavities in your teeth. And they're just like, fucking goddamn it. They just strangle
four out of five dentists say to use it, because the four that said use it killed the one that told you the truth.
Yes. That's a good point. And I think that's actually probably accurate, because, I mean, I do the same thing with other stuff. Like, if I want like if I'm trying to benefit for myself in something, of course I like it on a trade.
You killed the people who opposed your opinion.
Yes.
No. Okay.
But that's not where I was getting. And I'm saying I would recommend somebody do it. Like if I want to trade you for someone in fantasy for me to have a better outcome, of course I'm going to try and upsell the guy I'm giving you.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
like
yeah.
4 out of 5 times I would recommend playing this guy. Yeah. Yeah, of course I'm going to say that, like, because I don't want him anymore. Stats.
He's been so fucking good. Don't look at the fact that he just broke his neck.
Yeah, don't look at the fact that he's not going to play for the rest of the season.
Yeah, just you don't need to see that.
Just look at the upsides.
Just look at how good he'll be next season when you have to draft him again.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And that's what they do, essentially.
But it is, yeah. Upselling the negative side of things and making it sound good. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think they're doing with toothpaste. Telling you it cleans your teeth, but it also makes them deteriorate.
Hmm. So, like, maybe it, like, whitens them, and it, like, it maybe really it's bleach. Good. Maybe it's fucking bleach. Yeah. There's just bleach in it.
Like, oh, it looks great, but your teeth are going to fall out of your fucking head, and you're going to have to pay me thousands of dollars to fix it.
Also, while we're on the topic of teeth, teeth are so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Teeth are just an evolutionary flaw.
Yeah, I think I said that in another podcast, too, where it's like, we get one set, you get your baby teeth, then you get a new set when you're in, like, high school, and that's supposed to last you 70 fucking years. No,
you get it when you're in, like, middle school.
Yeah, really.
You
yeah,
lose all your teeth by the time you're, what, 9, 10?
Yeah, somewhere around there. And then that's supposed to last you 80 fucking years.
Right. Well, originally, our lifespan was only, like, 25, 30 years. So that would make sense. But now that we have people living up into their 70s and 80s...
Why have our teeth not evolved?
Right. Fucking goddamn it.
We're shitty missing links. We need to be Bigfoots. I bet Bigfoot's teeth last a long
time. Yeah, I bet you he has multiple sets.
You ever seen a Bigfoot at a dentist?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, case closed.
That is another weird thing. Do you think other animals have teeth problems?
I'm sure they can get teeth problems, but I feel like they have special bacteria in their mouth that make it where they don't get to brush their teeth.
So if I just rub my mouth on...
Or some of them, like alligators, grow.
Yeah, they're just keep going back, and sharks, too, do that. Yeah. So, like, if I took an animal that had the bacteria in its mouth,
you'd probably die because their what, body is that, works.
Why don't they put that in toothpaste? The bacteria that's in other animals' mouth?
Because it'll make you sick.
Nah.
Sure it would.
Nah.
Just because it works for one animal, their biological system works differently than ours.
No, it doesn't.
Just like, why don't snakes die? They're full of poison. I just
they do die eventually.
Not of their own poison.
You don't know that. And it's venom.
Very sure.
Snakes are venomous, not poisonous. Get it right.
What's the difference?
Venom can be injected through bloodstreams, or anything in poisonous has to be digested.
Good job. Proud of you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought that was right. Yeah.
Venom, anything, basically, if it just gets in your tissue or anything like that, bad. Or like eyes or something like that. The other one is you eat it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought that was correct.
So then if you're injected with poison, it can't hurt you?
I guess not, unless maybe they inject it into your stomach.
Ooh, that's got to be a big needle.
Yeah, I guess. Right. Well, that's what I want to do. I just want to like cover my knife in poison and stab someone in the stomach. So then I can be like, I didn't stab him, I poisoned him. I just did both. Very vulgarly.
You did both.
Nope.
Yes.
I just injected it with a knife.
All right, well, we're going to jump into some shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts!
All right, in this segment, we take some shower thoughts off the subreddit /shower thoughts from Reddit, and we talk about them.
I actually saw one on Facebook. I'm going to open up with it.
All right.
Because it's the only one I have, because I've been thinking about it for a long time.
Okay.
Nothing is ever on fire. Fire is on things.
You put a blanket on fire, smell it.
Then the fire goes away. Then it's not on the fire.
It is temporarily on the fire.
I don't think so. I think it just gets rid of the fire.
What about when I set my marshmallow on the fire to cook?
Then the marshmallow's on fire.
No, it never catches fire. It's just on the fire. I don't stick it in the fire. Put it on the fire.
No, that's above the fire. Mm-hmm. It's not on it. Nothing is ever on fire.
What if there's a fire, though, and then you put a log on the fire until the log catches fire? It's on the fire.
No, no. The fire is around the log until it gets hot enough and then catches fire.
But there can be fire under it, too.
No. And the fire's on it. The fire is on the log from the bottom. The log is not on the fire. Fire has no volume. Fire has no definite shape. Fire can morph to any physical thing. So it's wrapping around the log. Yeah,
but
still come
water, but you can set a boat on water.
Right, because it has buoyancy. Nothing has a fire buoyancy. Except maybe a hot air balloon.
But that's the actual air, like the heat.
Oh, yeah, that's the actual air, yeah. So, yeah, so you might have fire is never on anything. Fire's always on things. Nothing's on fire.
So instead of being like, my house is on fire, you need to be like, there's fire on my house.
Yes.
Next time I have that, I could be like, guys, we have a problem. What? There's fire on the carpet. You mean the carpet's on fire? Be like, no, the fire's on the carpet.
Get your shit straight, man. Yeah, nothing can be on fire. We don't have time for this kind of
argument.
get your shit together.
All right. Well, if the Goo Goo Dolls and Lady Gaga went on tour, it could be called the Goo Goo Gaga Tour. And I think that's really cool.
Jesus fucking Christ, I'm mad. I don't even want to do this podcast anymore.
I want that tour to happen just so be like, going to a concert. Be like, oh, what concert?
The Goo Goo Gaga concert.
Like, what?
Really?
Okay. Is it a bunch of babies? Yeah, they're fighting.
Weird update. The Saints... What the fuck? The Saints scored and he pulled a cell phone from out underneath the goalpost.
Did he? Or was it a fake goalpost? Who scored it? We're going to have to interrupt your daily shower thoughts and check into this. Oh, great. It was fucking Michael Thomas. But unfortunately, the guy playing me still has a ways to go. I don't think he's going to beat me.
But yeah, no one gives a fuck about your fantasy team.
I know. I was just telling you.
That guy just scored and he went up to the goalpost and reached under it. And pulled a cell phone out from under it and then it acted like he was calling someone.
Nice.
So he may have actually just called someone with that burner cell phone.
And was like,
I just scored a touchdown, babe.
Nice. Make the kids fight.
Yeah.
I would expect that at a Lady Gaga concert. It's just a bunch of little kids beating the shit out of each other on stage while she's saying.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't have any plans on having kids, do you?
I actually would. I would like to have a couple.
Well, you're bad for the environment because not having kids is the most environmentalist thing you could do since people are killing the planet.
It's true. Huh. So if you kill yourself, are you really just going green?
Yeah. It's the most green thing you could do. Become a biodegradable product of the earth.
Wow.
Wow. So
good job, you guys.
Yeah. Bad for people's emotional well-being. Good for the environment. You weigh the...
Hey.
Pros and cons.
You'll be good for something.
Yeah. You never realize how hard you chew until you bite your fucking tongue.
That's true. And I actually have something to go on with this. You don't realize how valuable your pinky is until you break it.
Or, like, there's a lot of things like that. Like, you don't realize how much you use your shoulder till you have to put your shirt on the day after you fucked your shoulder up.
Yeah. Like, when I broke my pinky, I didn't think anything of it, and
I probably would have thought, fuck, I broke my pinky.
Well, yeah, I thought that, but I didn't think it would be such a fucking hard time to do just normal everyday tasks, like the next day putting my shirt on and it like catches my sleeve a little funny and puts a little pressure on it, and I'm like, fuck, I want to kill myself. Look
fancy taking a drink.
I can't do it because my pinky's all crooked and shit.
It's hard to throw the hang loose.
It is.
You dig?
I dig.
All right, so check this out. If a baby is born at 1:59 a.m. and then its twin is born 2 minutes later, but the clock went back for daylight savings to 1:01 a.m., the birth certificate would show that the second twin is actually older than the first twin.
Has that ever happened?
I'm sure it has. Something has to have happened around that. Something like that.
What the fuck? So... do you think that would be like, technically you're older than me. Be like, well, it says on the birth certificate, fucko.
Motherfucker. Be like, well, I came out first. Be like, did time, you though?
Father time. Yeah. Certainly doesn't think so.
Yeah. That would be just a shit scenario. Be like, I'm the oldest, but on paper, he's the oldest. What?
Ugh. That's, twins are fucking weird. Yeah. Can we talk about that? If there's twins, can we just ball bat one of them?
Like, just kill one of it.
I don't mean kill it, but I mean like separate them. Like,
you just want to yeet a baby and hope it survives, leave it on its own, and just see
like
what
throw
happens.
It up for adoption or something. Having twins and like them hang out
sure
all the time
happens.
Is fucking skeet.
I'm sure that happens where they're like, we can only take care of one of these motherfuckers.
Right. I don't know. I mean, I have nothing against twins. I actually like twin people, but they're also fucking
creepy.
Sounds
like you really don't like twins.
I just, they're fucking weird, man. They're just fucking weird.
All right, well, suck at twins, I guess. They say it's the thought that counts, but we aren't supposed to care what people think about us.
True. And the saying, the thought that counts, it's the thought that counts just makes me think of numbers. So my thought that counts is me counting thoughts.
It's the thought that counts. Be like, I don't want to do math right now, lady. Yeah. I just want you to get me my goddamn birthday present.
Yeah, it's the thought that counts. I'm like, oh, okay, well, this was, my thoughts aren't
my
worth
$20. My thought was counting on you getting me a fucking present.
Yeah.
And you've let it down, so now I'm going to kill myself.
Yep. All right. Going green.
All right.
I think I'm going to start saying that instead of saying I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to say, man, I'm
going
to go fucking green.
Like, oh, good for you. You should. And then shoot yourself and be like, oh, my God. What the fuck happened? Be like, she told me to do it.
Yep.
Just write a note in your phone. She told me to. And then hand it to her. Shoot yourself. Be like,
oh, my God. What?
So many questions.
I'll have
left
to have
unanswered.
Another note like in my phone app, like explaining going green means killing myself, just so like she can be like, this dude's planned this. Like he's literally been waiting for the day for him to
psycho.
Do this.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and throw this over to an awesome interview that we did with local rap artist Larry Smiley Boy Hall. And then afterwards we are going to wrap things up with our beer review.
All right, guys, we're here with Larry Smiley Boy Hall, a local up-and-coming big-time rapper in the St. Louis area. Man, how are you doing?
Big time. No, I'm doing great, guys. Very well.
I know we wanted to catch you guys at an album release show of one of your buddies over at Pops who weren't able to make it, but how did that go?
I thought, personally, it went well. The show, the crowd was really, really nice. That was actually the first time I performed, like, more than one song in probably about 5 years, so it was like a dusting off the cobweb show for me, and it went really, really well.
How long have you been rapping for?
Officially, I'd say probably about 10 years. But, I mean, it could go back to me being 13 in the cafeteria, just
around,
you know,
right.
Freestyling, you know, ciphering.
Now, you said it was your first time doing multiple songs in 5 years. There was, like, a five-year hiatus period?
Well, I started out rapping in St. Louis in, like, 2009. And in 2013, I moved back to South Carolina, where I'm originally from.
Okay.
So while I was there, I kind of more focused on work and just trying to progress my lifestyle a little bit. And I was writing music, but I wasn't actually performing music there. I didn't have as much of a connection with the local music scene as I did here, because I spent from, I'd say, age 15 to 24 here. So most of my friends, my adult friends, lived here at the time. I came back here in 2016.
Pretty sure.
Maybe it's, 2016. And I've performed a couple of times, but only like one or two songs. You know, it was like my homie Antonio, it was his album release party that I performed at most recently. He's done a couple shows since I've been back. He's like, hey, you want to do this song? I'm like, yeah. So I've done a couple songs with him and a couple songs with a couple other artists that I've made music with. But this was like my first official, like, my whole set. I'm on there doing only my music. It was pretty good.
So is Pops the biggest stage you've ever performed on?
I would say so. If you mean biggest as far as like crowd turnout, like as far as like the stage itself. I think so.
Are you working on an album on your own that you'll be coming out with?
I am actually currently working on an album right now, and I'm also working on another mixtape as well. So kind of doubling down. The mixtape is more of stuff like I don't want to like sell, you know what I'm saying? Like just for people to still temperature check me and see if they want to like my music, you know, or they
almost
like
a portfolio thing than like, all right, here's what I want to put out for you guys. Here's just some other stuff.
So I'll drop that and then the album will come after that. That's
do you have like a date relative?
The mixtape will probably be early next year. So I'm thinking like around January, February.
Okay.
That's actually when I did my last mixtape was February of this year. So
well then we'll have to have you back like when it's getting ready to come
right,
out.
Right, yeah, for sure.
Where did you come up with the name Smiley Boy?
You
do got a pretty good smile.
Thank you. That's a good story. Initially when I first started rapping, I didn't have like a rapper's name, you know, so I just went by my name. But when I moved to Missouri and like really thought I was gonna rap, my first rap name was actually Soulja Boy.
Oh,
I know, right?
A little bit of beef.
I know. And that was before anybody was cranking that RoboCop or Superman in that hole. Like, that was way before he was actually popular.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't popular either. So it wasn't like I had coined the name, you know what I'm saying? And he was the first person to become famous and have that name. So he probably got famous like a year after I picked that name. And so once he did, I was like, fuck, I can't be Soulja Boy now. This motherfuckers down there, you know, he's killing it, you know what I'm saying?
With comedians and stuff, if two guys come up with a joke, the more famous guy gets it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So after that, I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna, you know, change my name to something else. And I haven't really had much notoriety in St. Louis at that time, so it wasn't like people were like, you know, hooked on to me being Soulja Boy or anything like that. So one of my friends, he was like, why would you call yourself Soulja Boy anyway? I was like, well, it's kind of a play off of being in the military, because I was in the military at the time. And
thank you, sir.
And I'm like, fuck, Soulja Boy, he's not in the military, you know what I'm saying? Well, how's he get that name? How I gotta give it up?
That's some stolen valor like, right there. So
that's stolen valor. I know, somebody needs to put that on him.
So he initially suggested, he's like, well, you're always fucking smiling. Why don't you just be Smiley Boy? And I was like,
fine, I will.
That's actually pretty good. You know, I was like, that's actually pretty good. He did sell me very quickly. And everybody just started calling me Smiley from there, you know. And
I did not realize your name was Larry until today.
Yeah.
I just knew you as Smiley Boy. That's how
I mean, people call me Larry, obviously, at work, and like people that have known me for a very long time. But for the most part, it's either Smiley or Smiley Boy.
Your friends? Because, like, I used to do competitive. I played Halo semi-professionally. Right. I travel around, played at MLGs and stuff. And once you actually get in with people, they just call you your name. But twice I got to sign an autograph, people come up saying your gamer tag and stuff. When your places, do people call you Smiley Boy?
Yes, all the time. Like, and that's funny because I game and my gamer tag is Smiley Boy. Yeah. So, like, even in that aspect, people that don't even listen to my music at all that I just game with call me Smiley Boy. You know? Yeah.
I did see, well, you say you play some video games. I noticed in a lot of your videos that you put up, you got some posters and stuff, and you're always wearing, like, Batman stuff. Are you a nerd?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely I'm a nerd. I would say I'm a nerd.
What kind of games and, like, stuff are you into?
What kind of nerd shit do you like?
Well, comic book, obviously, so any type of superhero, Marvel, DC, anything, man, I'm interested, you know. Sci-fi, anything sci-fi that's just, like, out of this world,
you do a lot
I'm interested.
Anime and stuff.
Yeah, I'm Dragon Ball.
I haven't done a bunch yet. Dragon Ball, yeah. One Piece. Big One Piece guy.
Big One Piece guy.
If your life were a meme, which meme would it be?
Oh, man. I'm not sure, but it's funny, though. One of my friends, his name is Ricky. He's made, like, probably 30 memes out of me, like, just using my pictures. And he does some pretty good ones, man. Like, for a while, he had me eating booty at some type of, in some type of way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he'd take a picture. Like, I had a picture of me at a wedding reception with a toothpick in my mouth, right? It's just a fly picture. I'm looking super clean. Shit, got the tuxedo on. But he captures it, like, when the booty's real good and you gotta go back in for seconds or something like that. So he's got me eating booty somehow.
Do you eat booty?
No, I've never done it before.
Sorry,
that's not to say that I wouldn't do it. I just
all right.
I've just never done it before, and I don't know.
You're saying
know.
There's
there's a chance.
Yeah, there's a chance. I mean, my girlfriend right now, if she really wanted me to do something like that, like if she emphasized it, let me know. I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it. Yeah, for sure.
Recently, one of your videos got shared by a pretty popular guy named Tyron Woodley.
Yeah.
UFC champion. How did that feel?
It actually felt pretty good. One, because, you know, I'm as much of a St. Louisan as I am a South Carolinian. I feel like I've moved here halfway through my life.
That sounds fancy.
I moved here halfway through my life, though. I spent 15 years here, 15 years there, and it's like I said, I built a lot of my stronger relationships here. I have strong relationships there, like family-wise, but like, you know, lifelong friends. You grow up, you kind of get detached from people that you went to elementary school with, but the people you went to high school with, you might hang on to those. So just the fact that he's a champ from St. Louis was like, oh, this is cool, you know? And that actually came from a submission to a contest that he's doing right now. He has a song called I'll Beat Your Ass, and he put it on Instagram for people to write a verse to that song and submit it to him for $5,000. I'm like, well, shit.
Might as well.
Gonna be an easy. I need a hot 16. Right. That's it for $5,000. I might as well try. You know what I'm saying? So I recorded that. I actually wrote that in like 6 hours at my job. I was working that day. I seen the contest. I'm like, I can do this.
Since he shared it, have you heard anything if he's going to use your verse for it?
I don't think he will. I watched very closely to the people that actually submitted to the contest. It was about 120 the last time I checked. And before I submitted mine, he had a top five. And when I looked at those people's videos, I was like, shit, I gotta be top three out of these guys at least. You know what I'm saying? If I jump in. But I think it was either yesterday or the day before yesterday, he uploaded like a second round top five, which was most of those guys and like two other guys. And he didn't have mine in there. So I was like, well, I'm going to assume that he's probably not considering me for like the finalists or whatever. But even not making it, I'm not discouraged. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The fact that he saw it, knowing that, looking at all those guys have like thousands of followers, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot more attention focused on them outside of Tyron. So it was very easy for him to see their submissions, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And he still reached out to
you. And he still saw mine and was like, okay, that's hot, and decided to comment on it, share it. So I'm like, to me, that was just a nod that I needed. I didn't need anything more.
Did your account get any type of like bonus actions or anything from that?
I got a couple more subs, you know, and I had people commenting on it that were, you know, letting me know that they very well enjoyed it that I didn't know before that. So yeah, I would say it was positive as far as bringing more attention to me as well.
Nice.
Now, I'm assuming you're a Panthers fan because you come from South Carolina.
Yes. Yeah, when we first became a team, which was 1995, I believe. I want to say 95. I was about eight or nine years old. My dad was a Steelers fan at the time. And yeah, so I didn't really start watching football until I was probably about 10 or 11. And we've been in the league a couple of years. And yeah, it was a hometown team, you know what I'm saying? Like you could be a Steelers fan, but now we got the Panthers, you know what I'm saying? So I'm riding with the Panthers. And yeah.
Did you have any malice for the Rams when they were here in St. Louis?
No. I'm a closet Rams fan, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a Marshall Faulk jersey before I ever moved to St. Louis.
Oh, all
right. I when they were the greatest show on turf, how could you not be? You know what I'm saying? Like, that was like my I only rooted against them if they were playing the Panthers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I love the Rams.
Now, with the Rams doing what they're doing, they're getting all kinds of people that are into them again.
Right. Yeah, it's damn near a duplication of what they were doing.
Yeah.
Got that beast running back, that play. I mean, they're looking really good again.
If the Chargers come to St. Louis, you're going to be a closet Chargers fan?
You know, I don't know, man. I will root for them, like I said, as long as they're not playing the Panthers. But I don't know that I'll have the same, like, love for them as I did the Rams, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I watched the Rams before I even moved to St. Louis, so I already had a little love for them before I got here, and just living here while they were still here, I was rooting for them when they sucked so badly, you know? Freaking Jeff Fisher.
When you were in Carolina, did you ever make it to any of the games?
No, man. I almost did in 2015, which is the year we went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I almost did, man, but I was working at the time, and they were not trying to let me get off that day to go to the game, man. So it was a grown man decision I had to make to go to work instead, but I had somebody offer me a chance to go, and I really, really, really wanted to go, but still just that year alone, man, was like boosted my heart as a Panthers fan.
We got to interrupt this interview. Alvin Kamara just scored a second touchdown for the Saints right now. He's just a fantasy league boner.
Hey, he's my captain right now, so I'm very happy about that. Although I do want them to lose today.
Yeah. Well, you talked about earlier that the name Soulja Boy kind of got cut away from you. When we were younger, we were real big wrestling fans.
Right.
And so we always used to wrestle, and I created my own move.
Oh, yeah?
It was kind of similar to, like, the Brock Lesnar special.
Yeah.
Only I called it, I went by GD, two middle initials, and I called it the G-Unit.
Yeah.
And then literally, like, the next year, G-Unit came out and blew up.
Oh.
I was like, they stole my name. If I ever become a pro wrestler, I can't even use that move anymore.
That's crazy.
They stole my name. So
you really just have to change the name.
That's crazy.
All you gotta do is change
the G-Unit. No, that's a nice name for a finisher, though.
I know.
Especially that one, because it'd be like, it's the G-Unit! Oh my God! G-Unit from the top rope!
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, I'm a huge wrestling fan as a younger
muscle. After being on our amazing podcast that has all these listeners, will you write a rap about us?
Yeah, I think I will, actually.
Oh, really?
I think I'll find a way to... Okay, let's say I'm not going to write a rap specifically about you guys, like not like a whole song,
right,
but I will definitely find a way to plug your podcast in one of my raps.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I keep it inside the pocket. It's not a rocket. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Are we doing it right now?
No,
are we doing this right now?
I'll find a way to definitely give it a plug, though.
Yeah, we'll make it one of our transition songs of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That's beneficial for everybody. I like the way you guys think.
One of the top podcasts, one of the top upcoming rappers in the area. You also informed us before you did this that you're getting ready to have a child.
Yes, I am.
Is that your first?
It is my first child.
Congratulations.
It's a boy. Thank goodness.
Boys.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Did you do any sports when you were younger?
I played football.
Okay.
And
did your kid play football?
I ran track. If he's tall enough to be a quarterback, I'll let him play.
Only quarterback?
Only quarterback.
Okay.
Only because I love football so much, man, but it's a very dangerous game.
Oh, yeah.
If he plays quarterback, you can't even touch him, basically.
Exactly. Right. You know what I'm saying? And, like, if he can be quarterback, then they make the most money.
Hunters.
Yeah.
You know?
Quarterbacks.
Or kicker. Yeah, I would definitely let him be a kicker, too, though.
What position did you play when you
played? I play wide receiver and cornerback.
Hey. I was a wide receiver and a safety.
Yeah. I played a little bit of safety, too, but mostly my last year, mostly my senior year, it was safety. I was getting a little slow out there, so they were like, all right, we'll put you in the zone. You know?
Did you only do through high school, or did you?
Yeah, no, I haven't played anymore past high school, man. I wish I could have, but it's tough out there for a short DB, man. Like, I'm a shorter guy, so I had to rely on my speed.
Right.
You know, and in high school, I wasn't really focused on sports. As I only got into
it. So you're bad, is what you're telling me.
No, I wasn't bad. I was actually pretty good. I just didn't take care of my body the way I should have. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was smoking weed in high school. You know what I'm saying? I was out there drinking and doing stupid shit that you're not supposed to do in high school.
That's how he was. We actually played flag football, buddy. We got a buddy, and all his friends are personal trainers and stuff like that. We would play just two-hand touch, and two of the guys on there played for Lindenwood's football team, and they were like, we can get you a college scholarship to come play football right now. And he was like, man, I don't want to, like, practice and work out.
Right.
Onto a college football team, and you're like, yeah, but I gotta, like, eat certain stuff.
Right. I gotta take care of my body. I gotta
get
up sometimes.
That sounds like,
you know?
No fun.
Right.
No fun.
And that was my mindset then. But if I do get my son into it, I'll make sure he has the right mindset to where he can be, you know, successful.
You gonna teach him to drop hot bars too?
I'll let that come to him, man. I feel like music is something that you should organically choose to do. You know, I wouldn't try to force him to do it or force him to be good at it.
Yeah, you force him too hard, you end up with, like, a Michael Jackson character and he touches
kids
later.
Right, right.
Yeah. So you want to avoid that. Nobody wants that.
Definitely not.
All right, well, we look forward to hearing your new album. We look forward to having you on again in the future. We appreciate you coming all the way out here and talking with us today. We hope everybody enjoys the first interview we did here on Inside the Pocket. Right. If you didn't,
fuck off.
Yeah. If you didn't, you're lying.
Yeah.
Because you did.
Yeah.
We talked about it. We're not doing it this time, but next time you come in, I'm going to throw some bars at you, bud.
I will definitely.
Haters are just fans that don't know it yet.
Yeah. Haters are just fans that don't know it yet. But exactly. Yeah, I'm going to throw some hot fire at you next time you come in. It's going to be real fun.
Well, make sure, you know, you're up to the challenge. I mean,
oh, I won't be, but I'll try.
Okay.
You're going to get completely dummy.
Yeah, I'm going to look very silly, but I'm definitely okay with that.
Well, I'll let you go first, and then, you know, if you're mediocre, I'll lay off a little bit. I won't completely embarrass you.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
All right, well, we hope you guys enjoyed that interview. It was the first of many we hope to come for Inside the Pocket. Big shout out to Smiley Boy for being our first interview guest. We had a lot of fun. Dude has tons of energy, so yes. If you get a chance to see one of his shows in the future, fucking go, because dude was hilarious. We hope to watch some more football with him in the future, so shout out to him. We look forward to the Inside the Pocket verse in one of his upcoming songs.
Yeah.
All right, Austin, what beer do we got? Before actually you go ahead and give the review, I want to give a shout out to where we did the review, or where we did the interview, and that was Barrel's Tap House. Proud sponsor of Inside the Pocket. They got 109 beers on tap. They're located at the corner of Highway Inn and Highway K in Old Fallon, Missouri. They got amazing food. Smiley Boy loved it. Had an awesome barbecue burger. We had our apps like we normally get, you know, blue margaritas. They got anything you want there. We had Nicole's birthday party there, and it was a blast. So if you got a party coming up, you just want a good place to drink, you want some food, catch the football games, hockey games, baseball, if you're into that dumb shit. Whatever you're into, go to Barrel's Tap House.
Let them know the Inside the Pocket Boys sent you, and they'll treat you like kings.
Yeah.
Or queens, for those of you.
Whoever, whatever you like. Awesome. What beer are we reviewing today?
Well, we are doing Extra Rich Lager Honey Brown Original. It is a beer brewed with honey.
Ooh, it's good on the throat.
It is good on the throat. So if you're real sick and you still want to get drunk, you can go ahead and pick this up. It looks like an old bottle, actually. It literally, like, do you remember what's it called? Fit Sodas? Yeah. Do you remember Fit? It looks like a labeling that would be on a Fit Soda.
It reminds me of Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, yes. That's what I'm saying. It's like an older style. It looks like a beer they would serve at Cracker Barrel.
It actually puts me in the mood to play my Red Dead Redemption game.
Ooh.
Because it kind of looks like just that old-timey beer.
Yeah, it looks like a Western-y beer. It's all dark. It's a really dark brown bottle. The beer itself is pretty dark, and the label is black with a gold and orange logo with three barrels on top of it. I've been reading the label, and the bottle is so plain.
It is.
There is no listing of the alcohol percentage on it.
Hmm.
So, I can't actually give you that. It might be on the box, but I didn't look. If I were to guess, I would say it's about a 5%.
Okay.
And it says it's a honey, like brewed with honey. It's supposed to just be a normal lager with a honey taste to it. I really don't pick up the honey taste, but it is smooth going down.
Yeah,
it's a very easy to drink beer.
I was actually having some Amarito sours at the bar, and they were actually hurting my throat because I've had a cough this week, and this beer is taking care of it.
Yeah, no, it's a good beer, actually. I'm actually a big fan of it.
Yeah, it actually, it reminds me a lot of, it's like a darker ale that almost tastes like a light beer.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's got a weird weirdness to it.
It's got a weird weirdness.
But I like it.
Real into the weird weirdness. Not as weird as fucking Ghost, but weird like
a beer that kind of sounds weird, but tastes good.
Yeah. So, I'm going to go ahead and give it my number. And you're going to be a little shocked, I think.
Okay.
I'm going to get a 7.3. I really like it. This is one I could see, like, sitting down and going through a whole pack of them.
Really?
And by the wayside, I was looking around for the beer today to get. And the only reason I got this one is because I was like, man, that looks plain as shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that one.
Hmm.
Because everything else is, like, all spread up and blah, 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 blah. But this one, just, it caught my eye from how old it looked.
It does look old. Apparently, it's a very popular beer, though.
Oh.
It's won a bunch of awards. I looked it up right now. I did find the alcohol percentage. It's a 4.5.
Oh, I was close.
So you were very close. But apparently, it's won many, many awards. Was actually the beer of the year at some big tournament in 2004.
Really?
So, very good.
Well, then I guess my 7.3 isn't really far off.
No, and we kind of discussed my little Richter scale of beer tasting, how my domestics usually range between the 5 to 6 point range based on the ones I like. I'm going to have to give this 6.8.
There you go.
I like it a lot. I would also probably drink a full pack of these, enjoy it. Multiple beers at the bar, or if you're at a party, bring it along just to drink with the boys. Tastes very good.
I'm kind of known for that. Like, when I go to a house party or something, I normally grab a six-pack of just a random beer, and people are always like, where do you get that shit? Like, why do you always have some kind of weird beer that no one's ever seen before? Like, Kona. I introduced Kona to a lot of my friends. Big Wave, they'd never heard of it or had it. And then I brought a 12-pack of it to volleyball, and, like, a bunch of people tried it there, and like, holy shit, this is really good. And I was like, yeah, it's fucking best. I know my fucking beers.
And when you bring weird beers to a party, not a lot of people are going to stand them because they don't know if they like them
or not. Right, right.
Then if you just find a bunch of your beers open up all over the place, you could be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Start breaking bottles, slitting throats, you know?
So, yeah, you gave it 7.2?
7.3.
7.3, 6.8. It's going to come right around to that 7-point mark.
Yep.
So, 7.0, combined score. Because all you need is two people to get the general idea of the entire rest of the world.
Anything in general, two people, that it can do it for you.
Yep.
If you and another person have something, like if you kill someone and you're with someone, and you and the other person said it was just, you're free. You're good.
That's all you need. So, extra rich honey brown original lager brewed with honey, 7.0 combined score. That's our fucking show. We hope you guys liked it. And we'll see you next week.
Yeet!
Inside the pocket of a clown. It's a sad place to just watching smiles turn into frowns.